Exactly how much unemployed people and low-paid workers need each week to live a decent life has been calculated for the first time. The research shows people on the New Start payment are falling way short. Advocacy groups want the government to use the so-called budget standard measurements to set welfare payments in the future. David Cody reports.
Johnny Windus lives at Kemscott in Perth's southeast and has been unemployed for 2 years now.
I basically receive a New Start allowance, which is $580 a fortnight, and then I've got a component made up now that I've moved out of my car and living with people, and I'm given an extra $20 a week.
He now has a roof over his head, with rent costing $150 a week. It doesn't leave much for the essentials.
Nothing in life is free, so you do your necessities in a budget, but it's all the extras that come into it that drive you under every week.
New research from the University of New South Wales lays out a case for the New Start payment for a single unemployed person to go up by $96 a week. Professor Peter Saunders says that's how much it'll take to meet people's basic needs and to have a healthy level of social participation. The study found the welfare payments for an unemployed couple with two children fell short by $126 a week.
Those families, one way or another, can't afford to maintain the healthy living standard, even at the minimum level that we've tried to estimate in these budgets. Something has to give.
The situation is a bit better for those on the minimum wage. While the minimum wage is reviewed each year by the Fair Work Commission, there's no such mechanism for welfare payments.
My view is that we should be looking at whether or not it's time to introduce a mechanism a bit like the minimum wage process for New Start allowance and possibly also for other social benefits. Something that's independent of government, regular, and has the power to determine increases where they're warranted.
Cassandra Goldie is the Chief Executive of the Australian Council of Social Service.
Well, the research confirms what people in the community know, that if you cannot get paid work and you're relying on income support, you're living in poverty.
Why isn't it good enough to have a low safety net so people aspire to earn more to bring themselves up to a higher standard of living?
Well, it is a human right to have a roof over your head, to be able to feed yourself and your children, to be able to keep the lights on and be able to live with basic dignity.
Wendy Morgan is another Australian out of work and struggling to get by. The resident of Elizabeth in Adelaide's Outer North receives $618 a fortnight. That doesn't leave much after rent of $190 a week.
I don't use my heating or cooling. I don't eat every day. I usually only eat maybe twice a week.
The Social Services Minister, Christian Porter, was not available for an interview. In comments to The Australian published today, he says increasing New Start does not help move a single person from welfare to work. A Greens bill to increase New Start and youth allowance by $110 a fortnight was costed at $2.6 billion per year.
David Cody reporting.